Welcome to Digitally Creative. I'm your host, Vincent Ferrari, and joining me this week is me. Yeah, I know. Again, right? Truth is, I have not been feeling good. That whole thing that I had where I was coughing so much that I couldn't do an episode a couple of weeks ago, well, I thought I was over it, and it turns out not only was I not over it, but it actually got worse. So I didn't even know if I was going to be able to do an episode today. So, of course, that means that you've got me for this week. So I'm sure you're very thrilled about that. I'm sure you're super happy. But I'd rather do something, just have a quick conversation with you guys than do nothing at all. And normally people take next week off, but I'm not going to take next week off because I have a plan for next week. Next week is Thanksgiving. And I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm sure most of you are very much looking forward to it. And if you have family that's unbearable, then grit your teeth, white knuckle through it, get over it. Because you know what? It's really not that bad. And if it's that bad, don't go. Like, I feel bad for people that have families that are horrible. But honestly, if your family's so bad that it makes you stress out before you go to Thanksgiving, just stop going to Thanksgiving. Like, why would you do that to yourself? You know, that's your free advice from me for the day. It's probably not worth a whole hell of a lot because I don't have any kind of degree in psychology or psychiatry or anything like that. But I'm pretty sure if you keep putting yourself in an unhealthy situation over and over and over and over and over again, the only person you're hurting is yourself. So stop it. Stop it. Take care of yourself. But so here's my plan for next week. I did want to talk about this because I think it's every year. Back in the Because We Make days, we used to have Dave Swiduck on the show. It kind of worked out that way, actually, just mathematically. But we had him on almost every year right before Thanksgiving, and we would do the Reason We're Thankful show. And, you know, I always liked that show because it was a good opportunity to talk about the good stuff. You know, we always talk about the stuff that makes us upset or the stuff that makes us angry. I mean, hell, if you're on social networks at all in 2023, you see the constant barrage of, you know, what am I supposed to be outraged about today? In fact, I have people that I've muted their stories. I don't even see their stories anymore because basically I just, if I wake up in the morning and my Amazon Echo, I'm not saying the other word because it's right here and it will hear me and wake up. But my, my Amazon Echo will show me news stories, even though I beg it not to, because I don't give a damn about the news. There's no reason for any human being to know the news, except unless it's happening three blocks away. But that notwithstanding, I beg it not to show me the news, and it shows me the news anyway. So I'll see a news story, I'm like, oh, that's what this person's going to be angry about, and like clockwork, I turn into Facebook, and boom, that person is ranting, top of their lungs, pissed off. Every time a news story, and it's not every news story, of course it's a news story that would anger the people in their tribe, and if their tribe is pissed off, they're pissed off. So I don't need that in my life. I don't need that, and I just don't subject myself to it. Social media has basically just become a place where people go to get angry or find out what they need to be angry about. They go there to, you know, peacock for a little bit, show off what they're doing, show off what they have, show off everything, and then they walk away from it and, you know, no better off than they were, but, you know, they told you how good they were, and that's the important thing, and you need to respect that. But, and I don't want to sound like I'm down on all social media, but unfortunately, the trend as we're going on in time is that it's getting worse with stuff like that. It's getting much worse. It's not getting better. It's getting to the point where I just watched an artist who had a reasonably successful Instagram account elucidate five reasons why she's not on Instagram anymore, why she won't do Instagram anymore. And it was a fascinating video to me because she had a reasonably successful Instagram account and she was using it to promote her business. But what she figured out was that every minute that she poured into Instagram was giving her no return. And she wasn't putting that time into her business and her customers. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, because if you're spending all your time doing social media, you know, you're doing social networks, you're doing social media, you're, you know, posting, making sure you're keeping up with the algo, because Instagram wants you posting three times a day, every day, all day, Otherwise, they don't think you exist anymore. Who can do that? Like, who? And she even said, I wanted to do that. But I realized that if I did that, I'd be neglecting the people who are paying to buy my products, the people who are paying to keep me in business. And why would I want to let them down? Those are the people I need to be servicing, not the algorithm for some potential new person who's going to see one or two posts and then move on with their life. And it sounded like good advice. And I can't say I disagree. I don't get the warm fuzzies from social networks the way I used to. I've made a lot of friends there. Most of my friends are, in one way or another, friends I made or connected with through social networks. But I don't get that warm fuzzy feeling anymore. In fact, I open up the apps with kind of a sense of dread. You know, there'll be days where I don't go on any, I haven't gone on Instagram and just scrolled my stories. It's been weeks because I just don't, it doesn't feel nice anymore. And I'm not doing this to bitch about social networks and social media. I swear I'm not. But I'm just, that's why I like doing something on Thanksgiving that's just positive. That's just something to have a little bit of a moment about. Something where, you know, you do the episode and everybody comes out of it thinking, yes, I do have things to be thankful for. Because there are times in life where things are really hard, like really, really hard. Difficult, trying. You don't know where your next paycheck or your next meal is coming from, or if you're going to be able to pay your bills, or if you're going to be able to pay your rent, or that's dinner. That's my rice cooker. Okay. Yep. Okay. So those things happen, right? And you don't know what the positive part of your life is. And sometimes it's really hard, as I always say to other people, it's always hard to see the good while you're stuck in the bad. You know, you can be in the middle of a complete shitstorm in your life and still have a generally good life, but not see it because all you see is what's swirling around you. And sometimes what's swirling around you is scary, it's dangerous, it's harmful, it's toxic, it hurts you mentally, it hurts you emotionally, whatever it does. But it's all you can see because it's what's right in front of you. And you're not looking around because you don't have the energy to spend looking around for something positive. You only have the energy to deal with the negativity in front of you. So here's what I'm going to do. My little part of it to counteract all that negativity. Normally what I would do when we were Because We Make, we would have, me and my co-host would talk about what we were thankful for in the run-up to Thanksgiving. And it was always fun. It was always fun because, you know, the things you don't think about, like, you know, obviously there's the basic stuff like waking up every morning. That's kind of something to be thankful about in most cases. But, you know, stuff like, you know, I don't know. I had a really good client and I got paid very quickly and that secured my rent for the next couple of months, like that kind of stuff. And it, you know, the fact that, you know, every once in a while, somebody will ask me to do something and I'll be like, oh, wow, somebody wants to pay me for that? Okay, cool. You know, and that's the kind of stuff I'm thankful for right now because that's eliminating some of the shitstorm that I'm swimming in at the moment. And it's kind of cool to be able to share that with people and say, hey, look, there's some positivity in the world. You know, I have a friend who is going through some serious, serious stuff and they just had major surgery. Major surgery. And they're happy as hell living their best life right now with their fiance. And that makes me beyond happy. That hits me right in the feels, right? And I love seeing stuff like that. I really do. And that, you know, I'm very happy with my fiance, living with my fiance. And, you know, in a lot of ways, I feel like I've finally got a family again and a family that I, you know, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving because there's a family to go to. My nieces talk about Uncle Vin and I love it. I love it. I missed that. You know, if you remember last year, I was dating someone at this time and everything was going great right up until Thanksgiving weekend when it all blew up and all you perceptive bastards out there noticed all her pictures disappeared off my Instagram that weekend. It's like, whoa, where'd she go? What happened? You okay? Yeah. A year later, I'm finally okay. I'm finally okay. But yeah, So what am I thankful for? I'm not going to spill all the beans before that, but here's what I want to do. So aside from me just getting on this mic and having a solo episode and telling you all what I'm thankful for, which would be super easy, and I'd be able to do it at any point, I'm going to stretch it out a little bit. I'm going to say by, let's do Monday, right? So by Monday, I would love to hear what you're thankful for. I would prefer it in the form of a DM or text message, or even message me on Discord, preferably directly so I can find the messages later. But whatever you send me, I want you to send me what you're thankful for. And it doesn't have to be a list. It could be a story, something that happened to you that made you realize how important being grateful for what you have is, something that woke you up to the fact that you weren't grateful enough. Maybe somebody died and you realized, oh my God, I'm not living my life well enough. And of course, you're not grateful that someone died. I would never imply that, but you are grateful for the lesson you learned from that person. Something like that. Give me something good. Give me some meat to put on the bones. And I want to talk about what you guys and what I'm thankful for. And I'd also like it. I've never done this before, but what the hell? We're an interesting show that's done interestingly. If you're available, let's say Monday afternoon, so let's say 2-3 o'clock New York time. If you're available Monday afternoon, 2 or 3 o'clock New York time, and you would like to record the Thanksgiving episode with me, let me know and we'll make it happen. I think that would be a lot of fun to have somebody to record with. And you can, obviously, I'll treat you like a guest. We'll talk about all your stuff too. But I would like to have someone to do the Thanksgiving episode with, because I think that would be fun. So if you're available and you're listening, you're within the sound of my voice, and 3 o'clock New York time on Monday works for you, let me know. And I'll, if depending on how many people I get, I'll just randomly pick somebody and you'll be the co-host for a day. And you'll get all the power and promotion that the digitally creative brand can offer, because I think that's a little way that I can pay you back. So Thanksgiving episode next week, next Wednesday, one way or the other, we're going to talk about the things you are thankful for. I was thinking of doing it as a live show, but I'm not going to be around on Tuesday. I'm going to not be around on Wednesday. And on Tuesday, Kathy and I are baking a lot of pies for Thanksgiving. She has to bake 2 apple pies. I have to bake 2 pecan pies. And I am not trying to be doing anything else on Tuesday, because on Wednesday, I'm going back to Al, and Al and I are going to load out the craft show that he's doing in Hudson, New York, which if you're in the area, you definitely want to check this show out. It's at the Basilica in Hudson. It's an awesome show. It's big. There's a lot of craftsmen, and you can meet Al. I'm sure Al would love to meet all of you. You could meet the big man, my best man, my closest friend, the most important person in my life that I'm not engaged to. You could meet him. And I'm sure he would love to meet you too. So, and I may or may not be there. I don't know, but I am going to try to. So we shall see. But yeah, Monday, we're going to record that episode. Wednesday, I'm going to be helping Al load out at the Basilica. The show starts on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So if you want to do some Christmas shopping, it's a great place to do some shopping. And if you buy one of the many cutting boards that Al will have, it's a pretty good chance I sanded it, shaped it, flattened it, or did something to it before you got your hands on it. And I'm sure Al's laughing as I say that, because, man, I have never sanded so many cutting boards in my freaking life, but they all look good. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a very, very fun show. And I'm really looking forward to hearing how he does with it, because working with him has been an absolute pleasure. I love working for Al. I only wish I lived closer so that I could work for him some more. But so that's what I'm doing next week. So I really do need to record on Monday. Unfortunately, I can't do it any other day. Monday is the only day I have where I can record it, and it has to be early in the afternoon to give myself enough time to edit it, post it, make the social media posts and everything, get everything scheduled, and then walk away from that episode as soon as it's done, because I can't look at it again after that, which sounds terrible. I know. I'm sorry. I'm not being disrespectful, but I need to be able to do this show quickly, edit it quickly, put it to bed quickly, and get on with the rest of the week because it's a busy week next week. I'm sure it's a busy week for everybody. I'm looking forward to hearing what y'all are doing for Thanksgiving, too, because I'm going to Philly with Kathy's family, and that's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. I love these people, and I can't wait to spend the holiday with them. What else is going on? I was invited, and this is kind of cool, I was invited into the Amazon Vine program, which is really cool. You basically, since I had so many helpful reviews on my Amazon profile, I was invited into the Vine program. Vine is very simple. You go into your dashboard, you pick an item you want, you hit request product, and the manufacturer sends it to you. Done. That's the process. It's wild. And you can request, like at my level, I can request 3 items a day that are up to $100 each in value. Once I hit the next tier, which is gold, I'll be able to request up to 8 items a day, up to $100 in value. And I'm just having a hell of a lot of fun. Like, I've been searching for a USB-C dock for my Surface Laptop Studio. And this is one of them I got. And this is one of them I reviewed. And it's very good, except for a couple of shortcomings, which they're minor shortcomings, but they are shortcomings. And I've had a lot of fun doing those reviews. And I'm thinking of actually taking those reviews and making video reviews, because that Vine will take a video review, which is really cool. And I think video reviews of the stuff I get would be good for my channel. For today, I made lunch with an appliance I got from the program. I have a brand new Tommy Hilfiger belt sitting over there waiting for me. I have some really cool accessories for my Apple Watch, my AirPods, and my phone sitting over there. So yeah, it's a very cool program. You have to get invited in. You can't, and Amazon doesn't invite everybody. So by some miracle, I got noticed. So it's kind of cool, like, to be able to just get some cool stuff and write reviews of it and, you know, go on with my life. So I'm thinking of putting those on the YouTube channel. I think it would be kind of cool to have some product reviews on the YouTube channel. And I was actually thinking, because I used to be the editor of a product, basically a digital media website. It was it used to be called Apple Thoughts. It was part of the Thoughts Media Group, and I was the editor in chief. And I also wrote most of the product reviews. I wrote most of the news articles for the site. I was, you know, almost a one-man show. Even as popular as the site was, I was basically a one-man show. And I didn't mind being a one-man show, by the way. That's not me complaining. But it's something that I know how to do. I've written product reviews for years. So maybe it's something that you guys would be interested in. I don't know. Maybe product reviews of makery-type products. Something I could just do. Something I could expand my portfolio of items with on the website and on the YouTube channel. If that's something you'd be interested in, by all means, let me know. I did get one piece of feedback about last week with the Hall of Fame update, and it was literally one store. So, like I said, if you guys have something you want me to link to, tell me what it is, and I'll make sure you get linked. But if it's only one person, then I'm probably just going to break it out to, I'll just link them that way. And I might just link it on the Hall of Fame as people send them in. But this is the busiest time of the year. So if you want that extra little bit of visibility, then by all means, take advantage of it. I'm offering it for free. So don't miss out on some free advertising. Some people told me the last time I did it that they had a lot of customers that came to them through the Because We Make website, and they were very appreciative. So, I mean, if I can offer that to you, I want to offer it to you. I want to kind of make a small business directory out of the people that follow this show. So let me know. And if you're not already a paid financial supporter, let me know anyway, because if I get enough of you people, and I'm not saying you people, like pointing my finger and wagging my finger at you, but if I get enough of you people who would like to be listed, I will create the page that I had before, which is the Friends of the Show page, where it's just all the shops that the Friends of the Show have. But I can't do anything until I get some information. I don't know what to do because I don't have enough right now. So I'd like to get that up quickly, because the closer we get to Christmas, the harder it's going to be for people to order custom or handmade stuff from you guys. So let me know. Don't miss out. Speaking of the financial supporters, I should take a moment to thank the people that support this show financially, shouldn't I? We have Best Man Al Schultz from New York Woodworks, Scott Oram of Dad It Yourself DIY, Ed Swanson of Ed's Clocks and More, Nick Birchtold of Birchtold Design Build, Ross Cave, Tori Decker of Tori Did It, Jake Drews of Make With Jake, Megan Chris from Onyx Designs Woodwork, Christian Neary of Warren Works, Ken Madden of Mad Case Studios, David Wood of DW Wood Build, Dean Duplantis, Jeff Stein, a.k.a. A Weird Guy, Kim and Garrett from Kim and Garrett Make It, Rory Langefeld of RLL Woodworks and DIY, Robert J. Keller, Brian Arsenault, the Seven Hills Maker, Dave Bauer of Dave Bauer Art, Donald LeBlanc of Fun With Woodworking, Miguel Angel Villela, Darkest Web Designs, Jeremy Spies, Grant Alexander from The Clamp Podcast, Brad Harrison of Brad's Customs, Billy Poulton of Poulton Projects, Eric Peterson of Overall MakerWorks, and Earl Van Alstein. All of you are the butter to my bread, and I couldn't do this without you, and I really appreciate it. Everyone who supports the show, you're my savior. I can't say anything more about it. If you can't support the show financially, by all means, leave a review, tell someone about the show, do whatever you can do to spread the word of the show, because we have picked up a few new subscribers on YouTube lately, and it's kind of cool seeing those YouTube numbers ticking up a little bit at a time. I'm now in range almost of monetization of the channel as far as view hours. I need more view hours. I do have the subscribers. They've officially given me the lower subscriber requirement that I can monetize the channel, and I can by monetize the channel, I can accept memberships on my YouTube channel. So that's pretty damn cool. But I can't get in there yet because I don't have enough view hours yet. So we're almost there. And I appreciate everything you guys have done. I love when you guys send me screenshots of my face on a TV in your shop, and you're like, I'm just watching to pump up your hours. I hope you're actually listening to the show too. But if you're just watching to pump up my hours, I appreciate that just as much as a listen. Although I really, really hope that you are listening and enjoying the show. I have some really cool stuff in the works coming up, and I can't talk about it yet, but it's so cool. I'm very, very excited about it, and I have a guest coming up probably early December. I think I'm going to have him on, and I'm just so excited to have him on the show because it's going to be one of the coolest guests ever. There's potentially another project coming in the form of another podcast as well. And I don't want to give too much away, but the logistics are going to be hashed out soon. And I do think that it's going to be so much fun to do. And I actually think it might be bigger than this podcast, which scares me a little bit because I don't know what I'm going to do recording two podcasts a week, but I'll figure it out. I'm going to figure it all out because I want that podcast to kick ass. Because it's a great idea. Not my idea, but I was invited to be a part of it. And being a part of this podcast is just as important to me as it being my idea. That's how good the idea is. But yeah, you guys are going to love this guest that I have coming up. He's one of the coolest people I've met, and I've had multiple conversations with him, and I've really enjoyed my conversations with him. So he's going to be a fun one. And I'm going to see if I can book out the rest of the year because it gets harder at this time of year. Everybody's busy. Everybody's got their things. So it gets harder this time of the year to do any kind of recording. So I know everybody's busy, and I'm sorry if it's just me most weeks, but look, that's what happens at this time of the year. And it's happened to me every year. Just normally I had a co-host to deal with it. Just don't have that anymore. So sometimes it's going to be just me, but that's only for a little while. I have plenty of guests. I'm not giving up on the show. I'm not phoning it in. I'm just dealing with things as they are in front of me, which is about all anyone can really do, right? But I do think for this week, that's going to do it. Please send your stuff in for the Thanksgiving show. The more you send in, the better the show is going to be. So tell me what you're thankful for. You can submit it via the contact form on VincentMFerrari.com. You can send it to me on Instagram DMs. Almost all of you follow me on Instagram anyway. You can send it to me via Facebook if you're following me on Facebook, text message. I don't care. However you and I communicate, send me what you're thankful for. because I really want the show to be inspiring and uplifting. And it's not going to be all of that if it's just me telling everyone what I'm thankful for. So take part, participate. This is going to be your show as much as it's my show. And I look forward to hearing all the cool stuff that you guys are thankful for. So send them in. I want to hear it. And I think everyone's going to enjoy it. Until then, have a great week, everybody. I do love you all very much. And I look forward to chatting with you next week. And again, if you are available Monday, 3 p.m. New York time, around there, close to there, let me know, because you will probably be my co-host next week. If you're interested, the opportunity is there for you. If you ever wanted to be co-host on a podcast, here's your chance. Let me know. Till then, have a great week, everybody, and I will chat with you then.